It's Ireland's most talked about podcast. The only podcast with live callers and live debates. It's Opinions Matter with Adrian and Jeremy.
It's the Opinions Matter podcast with Jeremy and Katie on this episode. This is Ireland's one of Ireland's most listened to podcasts. It's Ireland's only live and interactive podcast. We record this every single day in the White Sands Hotel in Portmarnock in front of a live studio audience. So people often ask, you know, where do the calls come from on this podcast? Well, when we record this live, the callers phone in or they ring in. And in fact, sorry, Katie.
I don't think anybody's ever asked that.
Okay, if nobody...
So nobody has ever asked where the callers come from.
Just forget what I just said for the last time.
Don't lie to the listener.
Okay. Now, I want to say a big thank you to our current show sponsor, which is Carpet Luxury Bedding and Furniture. If you're looking to transform your home or business before Christmas, it's not too late, Katie. It's not too late.
To do what? I was actually, I'm sorry. Let's start again.
No, it doesn't matter.
Yeah.
It's not too late to transform your home or business before Christmas. Why not contact Carpet Luxury Bedding and Furniture? It's the time to talk to the experts. And right now, their pre-Christmas sale is on. You can enjoy big in-store discounts. And you got to be quick. You got to be quick. If you want it done before Christmas, you got to get on to them. Now, you can call them on 01847-3320. Or I know a lot of you like to visit shops physically, go into a physical shop. You can visit them in store. They have two locations in Artane in Dublin 5 and in Rush in North County Dublin, just up the road from us here, right beside the Strand Bar. So whatever you're renovating, one room or an entire space, remember the name Carpet Luxury Bedding and Furniture. And thanks to the guys for sponsoring this podcast. And as I said, if you want a bit of decoration done before Christmas, now is the time to get onto them. So 01-847-3320. And they have sponsored today's podcast.
Yeah, now, they did.
We have something that myself and Katie disagree on fundamentally, and there's going to be arguments about it, and we want you to get involved in it as well. The WhatsApp number is 085-825-2626. That's 085-825-2626. I've never seen such a commotion over something, and I want to find out why people are actually bothered by it. Katie mentioned that we briefly mentioned this, like for literally 10 seconds a couple of episodes ago, about the wild lights in Dublin. And Gareth was obviously listening to this, and he messaged us this morning, and I want to read out Gareth's message. He says, "I know you won't have the balls to cover this." Why do people always say that?
I know you won't have the
balls.
Is
it reverse psychology?
No, I think everybody just assumes you have no balls.
Okay, because it's like when I say to my kids, "I know you won't have the balls to eat that food," they'll eat the food. Anyway, "I know you won't have the balls to cover this, so I'm wasting my time. But it's a disgrace what's happening in our country. Irish flag, Irish flag, Irish flag. That winter lights bollocks is a joke. Why won't they call it Christmas lights? Who are they trying to stop offending? I will tell you why. They are afraid of upsetting the Muslims. They want to get rid of everything religious out of this country, and it's time to say enough is enough. My wife, who you had on your podcast before, won't even bring her kids into town because this is anti-Irish bollocks. Why don't you cover some real stuff and deal with real issues?" From Gareth. Now, as usual, as we do with everybody, we've invited Gareth onto the show. Hopefully he will come on. But we need to find out what is going on here. So there's a lot of misinformation going on about the winter lights. People think that it used to be called Christmas lights and then they changed the name to winter lights. That is not the case. It's always been called the winter lights. And here's the thing, newsflash, Gareth, they didn't call it winter lights because they're afraid of upsetting Muslims. Why were you triggered by the business, by the way, when we mentioned it a couple of weeks ago? Do you think it should be called Christmas lights?
Yes.
Why?
Yeah, because it's...
By the way, can I just preface by saying this, that Katie hasn't been in a church since she got married, so...
Okay, also baptised your children and haven't been in a church since the baptisms or communions or confirmations or whatever it is they've had, so let's not throw stones here.
Yeah, but I'm not walking around like... I'm not walking around like I'm a high priest or something like that.
Walking around like a high priest, but Irish people are... I think Irish people are traditional. I think we're traditional as a nation. I think Irish people, most of us, love Christmas. I'm kind of ordering my kids. I could take it or leave it. I think it's a lot of forced joy. It's too much. but I definitely think it should be called Christmas lights. I think that it's our traditions are being diluted slowly, and it is worrying.
We're losing our identity.
I think Ireland is, you know, how long before nativity plays are cancelled? No, Jeremy,
fake news.
Don't.
This
no,
is all
I
fake
didn't
news.
Say
no.
it, I didn't say it did
it's
happen.
It's not going to happen.
How long before?
It's not going to happen.
No, it could. Listen, it could happen because inclusivity and all
no,
that.
No, it's not going to happen. You won't have a nativity play if you send your kids to an Educate Together school.
No. Okay. But you know what you're getting into then.
Yes, you know what you're getting.
Yes.
There are no Catholic ethos schools that are going to ban nativity plays. Two of my kids are in a Catholic ethos school, yeah? They both have nativity plays, and there's kids in their class of all different religions. They have Sikh children in the class, they have Muslim children. They all take part, not being forced to, they all take part in the nativity play. You have Muslim kids.
Look at that.
What am I looking
Look
at?
Look at what Trevor sent in. This triggers me. Thanks, Trevor, for triggering me.
Well, what's
on a Tuesday afternoon.
Tesco are selling a pine tree. That's what a
pine tree.
That's
no,
the type of
they're
tree
called,
it is.
They are called Christmas trees. They are not pine trees. Easter eggs are called Easter eggs. They are not called, what is it someone sent?
Chocolate eggs.
No, they're not called chocolate eggs. They're called Easter eggs. I'm sorry. No, no, no. Our Irish tradition is being diluted and I don't like it at all.
Okay, first of all, we're not a Catholic country.
It doesn't matter.
We're secular.
Take the religion out of it. Nobody who celebrates Christmas. Well,
but that's
very
why,
few.
So why
are actually thinking of the religious aspect?
Why are people upset about Christmas being used?
Because tradition. When I was a kid, everything was Christmas and Easter.
Well, no, selection
boxes. We're so afraid now to offend. Like, okay, so then let's get rid of Ramadan.
But we're not, nobody is saying get rid of Christmas. Okay, the reason, my understanding.
Gesture eggs, Laura, thank you. Yes.
If you are triggered by the fact that the winter lights, which have always been called that, if you're triggered by the fact that the winter lights are not called the Christmas lights, we'd love to hear from you. You know the number, 085-825-2626. I want to try and get inside your head because one person commented on our Facebook page when we put this up earlier. Did you see that comment from John? We tried to get on. How long before we have Shakira law in Ireland?
Shakira law.
Now, does that mean you have to listen to Shakira, Hips Don't Lie?
No, I think
once?
He means Sharia law.
But the fool, the absolute fool of a man is so thick that he doesn't even know the difference between Shakira law and Sharia law. How can you, like, do we have Shakira law in Ireland?
We have Shakira law, we do.
We do, you have to listen to her all the time. So that's what you're dealing with, okay? So my understanding of the winter lights is that they don't just operate for Christmas. They operate during the winter time, okay? So they will be on
but
in January.
But they're put up because of Christmas.
No, they're put up because of the winter. So when...
I don't think so.
Okay, so when Christmas is over...
Let's see, Dublin winter lights.
Okay, but I know. Okay. So when Christmas is over, yeah, when Christmas is over, people don't want to hear about Christmas anymore, but they still want to visit the city centre for the winter lights. Okay, let me ask you another question, Katie. Mm-hmm. Do you go to the zoo at Christmas?
I could take it or leave
no,
the
but
zoo.
No, but have you gone to the wild lights before?
Yeah.
Okay. Where's your outrage over the wild lights?
Well,
why haven't the zoo called it the wild Christmas lights?
Because it's not Christmas lights.
No, but it's not Christmas time.
But then why
okay,
not?
Thank
but
you.
No,
just,
no,
I
hang
just,
on. But then they should, if it is a Christmas thing, like the Dublin lights was always the turning on of the Christmas lights. From when I was a child, I always remember people go in for the turning
I'm
on
sorry,
of the
what's
Christmas
Leah,
lights.
Leah, you've been invited on as well. I'm going to lose the head on today's podcast. I really am. Leah Murphy, Katie is 100% spot on. No, she's not. Everything she said is literally a lie.
Thanks, Leah.
I never hear of any kids doing nativity plays. Would you for fuck's sake,
no,
Leah,
there are
God
definitely there are definitely more
literally.
Inclusive. No, Jeremy, you're wrong. There are definitely, in some schools, they do adopt a more inclusive thing, as in there's a Christmas concert. And don't even say that that's not happening, because that is 100% happening.
Okay.
And you are lying and talking through your hoop.
Okay,
you
Leah. Leah, I want you to come on and tell me why you haven't heard. Just because you haven't heard about a nativity play doesn't mean it doesn't happen. I haven't heard about EastEnders for years because I don't watch it. It doesn't mean it's not still on the telly. I can tell you now, I will show you photographs on my phone. My kids are literally training for the nativity play. Schools have not banned nativity plays. Stop talking absolute bollocks. I swore.
Jeremy, some schools are doing Christmas concerts as opposed to nativities.
Yeah, they may be non-religious schools. They may be educated together schools.
You are wrong.
Okay, so
so you know every school.
So there's Catholic schools that have banned nativity plays.
Not banned them, but they have.
Give me that school.
They've adapted things so that it's more inclusive. And look, I have no problem if there's children from other religions want to be, you know, included and everything else. I welcome it. I think embrace it. Absolutely. It's lovely to see, you know, kids from different religions and cultures getting involved. But don't give out if it doesn't suit your culture.
Opinions Matter. Opinions Matter with Adrian Kennedy and Jeremy Dixon.
Let me go to John. John, you're on Opinions Matter. How are you?
Well, good afternoon, Radio Land, and good afternoon, Jeremy.
Now,
by Jager, after getting pulled apart there a few minutes ago.
Well, by lies. Pulled apart by lies, because everything
right,
he said...
Right, so Jeremy's very triggered.
No, I'm not anti-Irish. I'm not a snowflake, and if you'll pardon the pun, people who are literally offended by the words winter lights, snowflakes.
No, it's not. I don't think it's about the words.
No, I mean, I agree. That lady is perfectly correct. It's a watered down of Irish traditions. I will go out there and vocally say Christmas lights in front of any far left wokey walking around just to offend the folks. Period.
But no one's going to. But no one's going to be offended. Who's going to be offended by you calling it Christmas lights?
Well, obviously they're offended if they're trying to change from Christmas lights to winter lights and like happy holidays instead of happy Christmas.
Yeah, John. Now Jeremy Jeremy doesn't agree with me, but I 100%. I have a lot of conviction when I say this right now. I believe that Irish tradition is being watered down.
It is.
Yeah.
You're absolutely correct. 100%, bud. And again, it's to sue foreign people coming in and to suit the loony left. Period.
That's Jeremy.
You can't say anything else than that.
But the winter lights were always called the winter lights.
No, they weren't. I remember going in for the turning on of the Christmas lights. That's bollocks.
Oh, no, we used to call the lights up on the houses. We used to call them. But that's the Dublin city.
We never called them, Jeremy, I have to correct you there. We never called them years ago, and I've been around as long as yourself, and obviously that lady as well. We never called them winter lights. We called them the Christmas lights. We never did. And we never called Christmas happy holidays. We called it the Christmas.
But nobody is saying happy holidays. Nobody is literally
saying. I've actually heard you saying happy holidays
from America.
Hang on, how many?
And not ironically, I have actually heard you saying it before. I've heard you saying it before, and not in an ironic, kind of trying to be funny way.
So you believe, John, in your heart, that the reason that it's called winter lights is because we don't want to upset who's upset about it?
The loony far left agenda of today.
And what is that agenda? What are they trying
to
do?
That agenda is, as you would call them, the snowflakes now that would say, oh, well, we can't put Christianity into anything today, or we can't call it Christmas, and we can't do this, we can't do that, because as Sir Jay rightly said there, am I upset the fucking foreigners?
But
and
no.
Tough. Who cares?
And who do you think? You think foreign people are going to be upset by Dublin City Council?
No, and more so, Jeremy, I have to say this as well. And more so, the so-called far left that are trying to tell people how to think, shit, and eat today. That's the problem. They need to be told to piss off and piss off now.
If you say anything, John, and this really bugs the shit out of me, if you say anything or express any kind of opinion about immigration at all.
He literally is.
Jeremy, I'm still talking. Express any kind of opinion at all about anything, you know, in to do with immigration or anything to do with foreigners or people who of different religions, as soon as you question, even if it's out of a place of concern.
And God forbid foreign crime as well.
But racists are assholes, let's be honest. Racists are assholes. But you can ask a genuine question. No, but I'm saying in general, right? But this whole thing that you can ask a genuine question, express a genuine concern about the state your country is in, and not be a racist, and not be a bigot, or not be whatever the hell else you're going to be branded.
Far right.
Yeah. As soon as anyone says anything, you're either far right, you're a bigot, you're a racist. Jeremy, I'm sorry, don't even say that doesn't go on, because that does go on. There is a certain cohort out there in society.
Okay, lads, that's a lovely speech.
Okay. So what's wrong?
What has that got to do with the winter lights?
It's a mauve again to the far left.
The far left.
the far left.
So the far
left. Because the far left say that we should, oh, we should change our words, and we shouldn't say this, and we shouldn't say that, and we shouldn't express an opinion on immigration. And we shouldn't have an opinion on anything unless it's a far left an opinion. The fact of the matter is, this country is, the government of this country today, and all those far left parties are trying to tell the Irish people, and they're trying to tell them, sorry lad, your customs are going out the door, we're bringing in a far left customs, and you can piss off at these like or not.
So who told you to stop wishing people Happy Christmas? Who told you that?
I don't.
No, but who told you?
But the fact of the matter is that we have so-called hate speech and all that shit that's coming down the line. Eventually, we'll come down to the stage where people will be told, oh, you can't say that. That's against the law, and that's against this, and that's against foreigners, and that's against the far-left agenda. The fact of the matter is you have people being told what they can and can't say. Jeremy, take a look at the news and watch the spoon-fed shit that's been spoon-fed to people about climate change and all the rest.
So-called climate change today. Okay. You don't believe...
No, but do you know what I mean? The shit that's been spoon-fed to them.
The point...
Absolutely.
No, I asked you, though, did somebody tell you that you can't say Happy Christmas? And nobody has told you that you can't say
I'm
Happy Christmas.
I'm seeing
no
more things, Happy Holidays.
They're trying to take that away. Sorry, I do apologise for cutting across.
That's all right, John.
But they are trying to take that right away from people and say, oh, no, if you say, like, this is the way they're doing it. They're saying to 10-year-old children, they're treating the Irish people like 10-year-old children. And they're trying to say, no, I'm sorry, Ginny Joe, you can't say that anymore. Or John, you can't say that anymore. You have to say Happy Holidays.
I'm seeing more and more things with happy holidays on them. I've seen Christmas ads with happy holidays
That ad for Budweiser has been around since the 80s.
No, I'm not talking
happy
about the
holidays.
Budweiser ad.
Yeah,
I'm talking about in general. I have definitely seen over the past 5 years a shift. I have.
A shift in what?
That there's more happy holidays. The gesture eggs. What the hell is a gesture egg?
That's bullshit.
That's bollocks. But that's diluting. That brings it back to the point of diluting the Irish tradition.
Have you a problem? And I'll ask John again in a sec. By the way, if you want to get on to John, and there's the people that do, you know the number, 0858252626. Have the balls to come on and give your say. He doesn't mind giving his opinion, so you shouldn't either. The winter lights thing, does that bother you in the zoo? Or not the winter lights, what's it called, the wild lights.
What?
Why isn't it called Christmas lights?
I don't know. I've never thought about the wild lights, but the turning on of the lights in Dublin City has always been the Christmas lights. I don't know about the Dublin Zoo thing. I don't know when that starts. I don't know when that finishes. But the Christmas lights, where Christmas lights in Dublin? The reason that this is getting traction now is because people are starting to notice it. And people have had enough. Irish tradition being diluted and having to change or, you know, watered down.
Watered down, yeah.
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 Jeremy, you're always so... Oh, I swear to God, you're just... I've heard you using the term happy holidays before, and I swear I have.
I haven't.
You're pathetic.
Stay there, John, for a sec. Let me go to Shane. How are you, Shane? Good. What do you want to say about this?
Sprinkler dick. I tell you, you are really anti-Irish, because I've just listened to half your podcast in the last couple of days, and they're all about immigration. Like, a podcast today should not even be about winter lights. It should be about the BCC bringing in the new pricing on the houses.
We talked about it. As long as I've
been brought up in this city, like born in the city, it's always being called the Christmas lights, never winter lights. And then you talk about the wild lights in Phoenix Park. The reason why it's called wild lights is because the wild animals that they put out in lights.
But it's at Christmas time. It's happening.
Yeah, but they're wild animals, so that's why it's called wild lights.
But does that not bother you? They're taking Christmas out of it.
But they're not taking Christmas over. It was never called Christmas lights in the park. It was always called wild lights because they're wild animals that are lit up.
Okay, are you offended? Because you're the one that's always gone on about snowflakes. Are you offended by the fact that it's called the winter lights? Does that offend you?
I'm offended as Kay said, they're changing. They are trying to take it out to suit a certain narrative in the country.
And what narrative is that?
Well, it's for all the foreigners, blacks.
Let's be honest with you.
And this is the thing that you don't like, because I know what's going to happen now. I'll start arguing with you, and like you have done for the last four episodes, hung up on me.
No.
Because you know what we're saying. You're just a far left person. That's all about. You're anti Irish. I honestly love to put in a protest to get you off this show.
I remember,
because that's all you talk about.
That's all you talk about
is immigration.
This isn't about immigration.
This is not about immigration.
I
remember about 2 years ago. ago, we had a guy on who was an asylum seeker. Not from a country, by the way, that's actually needs to be here. Not from a war-torn country. And he was given out because the air where he was living wasn't good enough. There was pollution. That, yeah. Do you remember?
Yeah.
And you're ending to his call.
Well, I don't remember.
Well, I will pull out the podcast because it's always stuck with me. Your ending to his call was, oh, well, look, I hope the council listened to your pleas for to be moved and help you. And I was sitting there like, What is this guy talking about?
Yeah, that's a lovely conversation, but it's not.
But it just highlights your mentality and where you come at things.
No,
from.
I want Shane to tell me what is anti-Irish about what I have said. What is anti-Irish?
Anything that you bring up on your podcast.
No. We're talking about now.
We're talking about the Christmas winter lights. That's the name of them, not winter lights. So why are you trying to take it out? Why are you trying to take it out the Christmas part of it?
Because it was always called winter lights, you dope. It wasn't.
Two sprinkler dick calling it dope. You fellow pisses all over the carpet. Oh. I can't control his Mickey.
Okay. From the time that,
you know what I mean? Yeah. Come on, hang up as usual if that's what you're going to do.
No.
Let's be honest. It was always, Evie, you put out a poll there, and 90% of the people tell you that it's called Christmas winter lights, not just winter lights. So they're trying to take the Christmas part out of it to sue certain people because the word Christmas probably defends certain people that are now in this country. That's all it is. Well, let's call a spade a spade.
Well, but let's not call a spade a spade because that's not why it is. Unless maybe I'm completely
wrong.
Okay,
so explain the gesture.
Maybe
explain that.
They're bollocks, absolutely. That's ridiculous.
But explain
I suppose they're for people who don't. Okay. You're not religious, Casey. So don't be making out that you're religious. I'm not religious.
I never sat here and said I was religious.
Shane, I doubt you'll be in mass on Christmas morning.
I go with me little lamb dip on Christmas morning. Yes, I don't go to mass. But hold on. The mass, if you look at what's going on in the last couple of years with fucking all the priests and all, you think people are going to go to mass anymore?
No, but I'm just saying, you don't be making out that you're this religious man that's you know, that wants
it's not,
to keep
at the end of the day, I was christened as a Catholic and I'll always stick to the them values. I'm a Catholic person and I believe in Catholic. That's it. I don't have to go to church to believe that.
Okay, but I would have thought that as a Christian...
As a Christian, I have to go to church every week. Why do you think that? Do you go to church every week?
No.
You're a Christian, so you go to church every week.
Jeremy, why are you even making this a religious thing? Why are you bringing... This is about religion.
This is what he's doing, because this is Jeremy's narrative.
No, because...
Deflection.
Because wait.
You're all about immigration and you love them.
Nobody... No, I don't love... I love who?
Well, as I said, hold on. Is there not more important things than the bringing up your topic yesterday about fucking it?
Sorry, by the way, we didn't bring it up. It was the listener Garrett that brought it up.
Is there not better things happening in the city that you should be bringing up, highlighting them?
Well, clearly a lot of people are annoyed.
Doing the last couple of weeks is all to do with immigration, and you're making the Irish out to be racist.
Who said that this was a racist thing? Who said, like, literally, you've the voices in your head.
Why do you think that they're changing the name? Do you honestly, if you think that they're not trying to do something, you're mad.
Well, so what are they?
And I feel sorry for your poor kids growing up with you as a father. I don't know what way they're going to turn out to be with you.
They'll turn out quite okay. Thanks very much.
One thing I will defend Jeremy on is he is a fantastic father, and his kids will never want for anything.
Is he going a little bit far? To be calling these the winter lights or the Christmas winter lights?
Well, no, this is the season. I don't know if there's no season called Christmas, you fool, okay? The season is called winter. So this is the winter season. Is that the best? It's just a stupid insult.
All you can say is a fool, because it's like a minute ago a fella spelled something wrong and you're down on his toe calling him a stupid cunt. Maybe he has dyslexia and he can't read him.
Sorry, dyslexia? No.
Like
calling it Shakira Law
he probably didn't know how to spell it. You're on the radio shouting him down as a stupid cunt.
Well, I'm sorry.
You don't know what that man probably can't read and write, and he's trying to get involved in a topic.
When you're giving out about Sharia law and you think it's called Shakira law, that is a tick. I'm sorry, that is a tick.
He probably just can't spell.
Okay,
so you're saying because he's a tick he can't spell?
No, because he was able to spell every other thing in the sentence. So there you go. And by the way, I'm not even going to get into it now because I'll just lose it with you. Don't ever dare question my. Don't ever dare question my parenting or how good of a parent I am. Let me tell you.
Why not?
Because I'll tell you because I'm telling you one thing. The one thing I will teach my kids and I do is tolerance, which you obviously haven't passed down to your kids because they're not.
How do you know?
Because if they're anything like their father, they're in their intolerant bollocks. Because that's all you are. How can you even have a proper?
I mean, I was agreeing with him But
he let himself down.
That call
and
had that, to end.
And he's going
to
say, oh, yeah, you cut me off, you cut me off. Yes, absolutely, I cut him off. I'm not going to cut
him off. When the call no longer becomes productive,
yes,
you end the call.
Exactly.
You know, this was going beyond what was productive for the conversation.
But she wasn't even part of the conversation. No. Here is Darren. Hi, Darren.
Listen to Adrian's The Agenda this morning, and they're talking about this as well. And a Muslim texts in to say, oh, I'm delighted that it's being called Winter Lights to make it more inclusive for my kids. I mean, you're coming to Ireland. It's not a Muslim country. Accept our traditions. It's as simple as that.
I didn't hear that, Darren. I don't know if it happened. I'll just have to take your word that it did happen. All I know is in all the years we've been doing this...
It did happen. I can tell you now it did happen. Okay. That text did come in. Ah,
was it a real message?
Yes, so it was a real message. It was a real message, yes, okay. It was.
I'm not doubting that there are some Muslim people that... I'm not offended by Christmas, but just like I know a couple of Muslim people and they work on Christmas Day because it's just another day for them.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah? And they get double pay or triple pay or whatever like that. But I would imagine... The vast majority of Muslim people do not have an issue with Christmas, I would imagine.
No, I agree with you. I think, you know, I think a lot of Muslim people might even embrace it. And that's good, you know. Yeah. Come over and be here and embrace the culture and the traditions, you know, and likewise get Irish children and Irish-born children to embrace, you know, other cultures and religions and everything. But it's if it becomes a thing where we're being dictated to, or not even dictated to, but where this is being, where our traditions are being diluted down, that is very problematic.
Okay.
I mean, you go through Dublin City now. Dublin City is not like it used to be anymore.
No, it's multicultural. It is.
But in that multiculturalism, you have to make sure that we still maintain our traditions and our identity.
Yeah. Don't go away.
You don't agree?
I do.
Opinions matter. With Adrian Kennedy and Jeremy Dixon. A daily podcast from Ireland about opinions.
Here is Mark. Let's see what Mark has to say about this. Hey, Mark.
Dublin Council have always put up Christmas lights for decades. 2018, they renamed them the Dublin Winter Lights. But even with those, the displays are heavily Christmas themed. It's just the rebranding. They are Christmas lights.
Yeah, I mean, they probably, well, some of them are just, well, again, we're not going to get into an argument over what constitutes a Christmas light and what isn't a Christmas light. Certainly, the lights that they have on Grafton Street are just white lights. So they could be winter lights, they could be Christmas lights. I don't know what makes something a Christmas light.
The lights are Christmas themed. So it's the elephant in the room, isn't it? So we're still, you know, pushing the Christmas lights, but we're not calling them Christmas lights. That's where the problem is. Take away the Christmas theme.
Yeah, I just love the fact that a lot of our listeners just become religious when it suits them.
Here's the thing you're missing, though. You are so tunnel vision and blind to what people are saying. You won't even open your ears enough to actually listen to what people are saying. It's not about religion. It's 100% not about religion. It is about tradition. Christmas is a religious festival. Let's not pretend we're not a nation of hypocrites. I'll say it, I'm a hypocrite.
But why do you think we celebrate Christmas?
I am a hypocrite.
The clue is in the word Christ.
Because Santa will come to my kids and I will do everything for Christmas and all of that. I am a hypocrite. I'll say it myself. So before you say it, I don't give a shit. Call me a hypocrite. I am one. But the point is that this isn't about religion. This is about...
Christmas isn't about religion.
This is about tradition. And it's about not allowing or not wanting to have your own traditions watered down.
Let me go to Dahi, sir. Sorry about that. Dahi, you've been on hold for forever. What do you want to say on this?
Now, I'm just going to say, if you think of it, the true meaning of the season is to remember the Saviour Jesus Christ. Now, I am a religious person. I go to church each week. I've been raised in the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints. A lot of people know that as Mormons. And with that, like, I do believe that, like, this is a difficult debate to talk about. Yes, because like when you come into things, it's the understanding of what people have, whether they believe that it's like, okay, you're going to use a layman's term of like, oh, are you going to use a true meaning, which is to remember the birth of Jesus Christ.
And when you hear people upset, and you've heard them in the last half hour, upset over this winter lights debacle that's going on, can you understand why people feel that a part of their culture has been taken away, that it's been watered down? Or is it just simply, I mean, we give out about people being snowflakes. This is the ultimate snowflakery if you're upset about the word winter being used for lights that literally appear in winter.
It's similar to that. Like, if you look at it, you put it right. Okay, so let's take two parts of this. Okay, you take people even nowadays. If you look at it, even on a card, the word Christmas has been took out as Xmas or Happy Holidays. People aren't even using the meaning of the word. Now, growing up in Ireland, like everyone else here, all your listeners, everyone has known it to be Christmas. You get cards with Christmas on it.
I know,
nowadays.
But, yeah, but Dahi, on Christmas Day, the majority of people in Ireland will not be going to the church. They'll be opening the... For the vast majority of Irish people, Christmas is about getting presents and going to the pub. It's not about the religious aspect of it. So Ireland has moved away from that. And it'll only be a matter of a time before pubs are open on Christmas Day as well. So to say that, you know, people embrace the religious aspect of it, they don't. Kids don't want to go to Mass on Christmas Day.
I do agree with you there.
They just want presents. That's all it is.
I think the older generation who do embrace it are dying out.
Yeah, and apart from anything, Christmas was originally a pagan event. Jesus was born in the summer. He was born in June or something like that. So he wasn't even born.
He was born the 6th of April. It's stated, if you look at it, now I can have a big long debate about this. If you look at the scriptures, like, I've studied the Bible in depth, and in it, it talks about, like, the meaning of Christmas is when, like, the three wise men came and gave the first gifts, which is known as what we know in this inane Christian belief, you would think. The first gifts of Christmas is when the three wise men got to Jesus and handed him the gifts. And that's where the term Christmas kind of came into it. Now, yes, it is kind of dying out, but there is people out there that are still religious, that still believe in these things. But sometimes, like, for me, as a religious person, I feel, let's say, I feel like, why would you take out the meaning of the word when it's been what it has always been? Like, people try to change things. You don't need to change things just to tie in
But again, my understanding of it is this, and someone correct me if I'm wrong, my understanding is that Dublin City, yes, we've always had Christmas lights. I remember in the 80s, they were shite now. We used to go into the city centre and there'd be Christmas lights there, and that's what they were called. But my understanding...
That's what I was called it.
Yeah, that's what they were... But my understanding, and again, Dahi, I may be wrong and someone can correct me, my understanding is, in recent years, they've upped it and they've added more lights. Like, it's a lot nicer. It used to be...
But there are Christmas lights.
What?
But there are Christmas themed lights, but so again, let's call it what it is.
My understanding
is
that
Christmas, they wouldn't be up.
That they up, but they might be.
Then why not put up summer lights?
What?
Why not put up summer lights?
Because it's bright till very late.
It doesn't matter. You can still have it late lights. It's all because of Christmas. It's tied in with being turned on coming into the Christmas season. And I think it's just, it's farcical. And what's next? That's what worries me. What's next?
And what do you think is next?
I don't know. Is it like is it going to become a thing where schools don't do the nativity anymore because we don't want to offend other religions and other cultures?
Well, now you're just guessing about things in my head.
It's already happening in some schools.
Okay, I want to read out this. And I promise I won't make fun of Bridget. Bridget just messaged and she said, "You are a disgrace to your..." I presume this is to me. "You are a disgrace to your country. Christmas lights have always been that. You are a hypocrite." Now, here's where we go. You see, she starts out okay. It's fairly okay. So she's saying, "You're a disgrace to your country. Christmas lights have always been that. You're a hypocrite." Well, no, I'm not a hypocrite. I'd be a hypocrite if I wasn't going to Mass and I was religious. So I'm not a hypocrite. Muslims should not even be here, is her next line. So Bridget, this is where you show is where you show now that you're...
You're letting the side down about the Christmas lights.
Yeah, that you're literally... You started out okay, Bridget, and then you let the... You just become an L bigot. She says, "Muslims should not even be here. Why bring them to a mousky?" And I'm not making fun of it. Why bring them to America?
Sorry, can I see that message? I just want to see it.
Yeah, it's on your page as well.
Is it on Facebook?
Yeah. I was just highlighting for me. Why bring them to a mousky? And, sorry, where's the rest of the message? Bear with me here, because this is important. Why are you even allowed to do this podcast? Okay. Just a couple of things.
There are so many things to address in that
First
that
of all,
comment.
Bridget, I'm very proud of my country. I'm not anti-Irish. First of all. Secondly, Bridget, you're a bigoted woman, if you believe that Muslims shouldn't even be here. We are a secular state. Now, you'll probably have to Google that to see what that means, British.
I mean, that is out and out racism to say somebody shouldn't be here because they're a certain religion, or
so you're a big,
that is
a bigoted old woman. Yeah, that's what you are, a bigoted right. old. And finally, why do I bring my kids to a mosque or a mosque? As you said, I've explained that already. They've been there a couple of times just to eat. They haven't prayed. They don't know anything about the religion of Islam. We just happened to bring them. And once when we were away on holidays, we went into a mosque when we were in Morocco. That was all. If that bothers you so much, how about, Bridget, you protest outside the Catholic churches that raped children for years, priests that molested children, that buried babies under the ground in toxic tanks? Why don't you give out about that, you bigoted old woman, you? Sorry.
I get you, I'm angry, and by the way, I know Amanda
invited you onto the show, Bridget. My advice to be to you would be, and I very rarely say this, my advice would be, don't come on, because I'll make mincemeat of you. Absolute mincemeat. Martin, how are you?
Jeremy, you're up today.
I'm telling you now, there's people getting under my... But that's disgraceful. That's absolutely disgraceful. That, you know, why do you bring your kids to a mosque or a mousky or whatever it is? And no, like, even you, Martin, who would...
Go on, hit me with it.
No, even you wouldn't go as far as to say that that someone should be stopped from coming into a country because of their religion.
I think there should certainly be a control on Islamic immigration, yeah.
Okay. Yeah, I think we all agree. But, well, any immigration. Now, winter lights, does it bother you?
I suppose I agree with Katie on it. It is watering down our traditions. Like, do you know, it is, and I tell you, I don't think there's a gang of Muslims out there going, well, maybe they are, in their own circles saying, oh, this shouldn't be Christmas. But I think it's more, the council are more against these NGOs and these think tanks. Like the first caller said, I can't remember his name, said more about annoying the far left, who are as white as me, you and KD, but the Blue Rinse Brigade, I call them. I think that's, like, these people who are involved in, like, Ireland against racism, none of them are black. Like, it's, you know, it's got, I think it's more them that people, the council are afraid of than.
So do you think that pressure, that the council found themselves under pressure to get rid of the word Christmas, yeah, because they were afraid of upsetting foreign nationals who would have a different religion?
I think that they probably follow suit from other countries. I don't know, do they feel pressure? Maybe some gobshite just had a bright spark of an idea and it was passed through. I'm not 100% sure, but what I was mainly going to say was, Jeremy, that, you know, Catholic culture and Irish culture are intertwined, if we like it or not, really. Like,
we're all hypocrites. Yeah, but Martin, you're not living here long enough to, well, I don't think you are, to remember when the Catholic Church had a complete stranglehold on this country, when pubs couldn't open on Sundays or only for a few
hours.
Nobody
had access to contraception.
To abortion, to divorce as well, when you couldn't
an unhappy marriage, yeah?
Yeah, when you couldn't. So the Catholic Church destroyed this country back in the day.
I completely agree with you. I'm not saying they didn't, like. But what I'm saying is that, like, the likes of kids now making their communions and confirmations,
yeah,
to me, that's more of a cultural thing, more than a religious aspect, because they don't go to Mass, including myself, my own kids. Communion, confirmation. It's a cultural thing now, more than a religious
Absolutely.
Thing.
Absolutely. That's all my kids wanted to know for communion, how much money are they going to get? That's all. Yeah. They didn't.
Like, so that's what I'm saying. It's more of a cultural thing than a religious thing now, and we need to keep our culture, lads. We need to hold to every single last bit of it. Like, even, I'm going to say it was a few years ago, there was talk about getting rid of the Angelus. You won't see me pausing for the Angelus at 12 o'clock, 6 o'clock, ever. But I want to keep it because it's a cultural thing in Ireland. Like, I couldn't get over the news was on at 6:01 because this bell was ringing.
And the only other place, by the way, I was one of those people that did want to get rid of the Angelus back in the day as well, because Ireland is a secular state. You know, we're not tied to any one religion, and the state is not controlled by religion. But they did change the Angelus, and the Angelus isn't religious anymore. Back in the day, it was like photographs of people praying to Jesus and all that.
Is it not that anymore?
No, it's actually quite nice. It's about reflection and stuff like that. And it shows video. You've never seen the Angelus, kid.
No.
What do you be doing at 6 o'clock?
I'm making my kids dinner.
Making your kids dinner. Yeah. Have the Angelus on. But isn't it, Martin? It's less religious now than it was.
Yeah, but that's what I'm saying. It's more of a cultural thing, is what I'm saying. So like that, Christmas is a culture. It just so happens to be Catholic culture, and also happens to be Irish culture.
I don't see any. I don't see much Catholic culture left in Ireland. Most people don't get married in churches anymore.
I would say majority of Irish kids make their confirmation, their communions, and get baptized. Although I'd say baptism might have dropped off now that you don't have to have it to get into a school, which was also ridiculous, by the way.
That was ridiculous. No, and I'm glad that has moved on. But the winter lights, you think it should be called the Christmas lights?
Absolutely, it should be called the Christmas lights because it's at Christmas. That's what it's about.
Yeah, but
the end of the day. And I think there's a thing there, like, you know, there'd be no problem with people having Eid lights up or whatever, or Diwali lights up. No problem. There's no way Eid is ever going to be watered down. Well, Christmas, yeah, forget about it, yeah.
And I have to say, what's that Indian tradition called again?
Diwali.
I didn't know what that was until a couple of years ago, and neighbours of mine who happened to be Indian, they had these lovely fancy...
It's meant to be a fabulous celebration.
What time of year does that happen at?
I'm going to say April. I used to live next to a Sikh Gurdwara, and they used to have the parade every year. And... it was class.
It's November.
Out the window at it.
Yeah, no,
it's actually November.
It's early November, and I'll tell you the reason, and this is actually funny. Neighbours of mine put their lights up, and I was like, Jesus, mm-hmm. those fuckers have those Christmas lights up already. And my wife turned around and she says, that's Diwali. And I hadn't got a clue.
On a radio station I used to work for, there used to be a woman who'd come in every time Diwali was coming up. She's an Indian woman living in Greystones. And she'd bring in some of the stuff. And some of the stuff, like the stuff they use and celebrate, is beautiful. Like if you're open-minded and embrace it, there's actually loads to learn. But it's just...
And does that affect you? Does that bother you in any way, Martin, when you see Diwali being celebrated by Indian people living...
No, it doesn't affect me at all. But what... Because like the likes of, say, Sikhs and Hindus... They're more open to embracing different cultures, whereas the Islamic community isn't. That's fine. I don't get triggered by Eid either. There's people in my estate that celebrate Eid. I don't get triggered by it at all. But it triggers me slightly when our own culture is being diluted, when there wouldn't be a notion. Like, could you imagine now if somebody turned around and said, right, Muslims aren't allowed to celebrate Eid. Indians aren't allowed to celebrate Diwali.
Oh, yeah, there'd be
fucking uproar.
Yeah, there would be war. Okay, stay there for a second, please, Martin. And again, that's what this is all about. This is all about just embracing other cultures, realising that people have different celebrations.
Yeah, but
while
maintaining your own.
While maintaining your own.
Not forgetting your own identity in while you're embracing everybody else's.
Okay, here is Dave.
Hey lads, great show there, as usual. Yeah, I think it's a bit of a pain in the fucking hole, really. Holiday lights, you know what I mean? They've got Christmas lights. It's Christmas time, you know? Don't forget we're in Ireland. You know, it's just this pandering to the fucking minority is just ridiculous. It's the same with the Christmas plays in my kids' schools. They don't do Christmas plays anymore because some people don't... they don't recognise Christmas, so they've stopped the Christmas plays for everyone else. I mean, have you ever heard such fucking shite in your whole life?
Opinions Matter. Opinions Matter. With Adrian Kennedy and Jeremy Dixon. A daily podcast from Ireland about opinions.
Now, you heard from David just before the break there, who was saying that his child's school doesn't do nativity plays because the risk of offending. Now, Dave, I'd love to hear from you what school that is, because I've never seen that before.
Are you saying he's lying?
I'm just saying, give me the evidence.
He didn't make it up. No. And I said to you, I've heard of this happening.
You what?
I've heard of this happening. Yeah, where they do a Christmas concert so that all the kids... And like that, like I said, you know, the kids should absolutely be included in everything, but I don't think we should lose ourselves in trying to make it inclusive. Let them embrace it.
Okay, here is Eddie. Let's see what Eddie has to say.
You've said regularly on this show, you're not religious and you only got married in a church for the photos, right? You said it millions of times. Can you answer one question? I'm just curious. So if you're not religious, did you get your kids christened? Are they in a Catholic school? Do they follow religion? Can you answer that, please?
So you want to know all those questions, a lot of questions. No, I'm not really religious. But I also believe in my children's right to, and they do study, they go to a Catholic ethos school. I've said that before. They do nativity plays. I will go to the nativity play. I won't stop them if they want to be religious, because I won't force my atheism on them. So if they want to believe in God, that is completely up to them. I would never tell them not to. So I will let them go down their own path. And yes, they are in a Catholic school, an absolutely brilliant school that it is, but it doesn't shove Catholicism down their throats like our schools.
I don't think Catholic schools do to the same extent anymore. Jesus. Though I think it's things have changed that they are.
We used to have a catechism. Was that what it was called in school? The
catechism.
The religious book.
Oh yeah, like, I remember them.
Yeah, like that was crazy. So
now
that,
my kids go to a Catholic school, but they do prayers and stuff.
Yeah, I think my kids have a more.
Yeah, it's not overload of religion or anything like that. You know, in fairness, the baptism barrier is obviously gone. I think that's gone. What, about 5 years?
That's long gone. Yeah,
yeah.
Now I did get my kids christened. So did you. So yeah. We're both hypocrites.
Yeah. I'm a hypocrite.
Yeah, I will put my hands up, by the way, and say I am a hypocrite. However, I am above anything, Eddie. I am a Christian person. Okay, my definition of Christian might be different to other people. Some people's definition of Christian means getting down on your knees every day and praying to God for forgiveness and all that. I don't pray to anybody for forgiveness because I don't need forgiveness. My idea of being a good Christian, and I believe I am a good Christian person, is just being kind and nice to other people. Not on the podcast.
Oh,
no,
right,
the podcast.
I was going to say, you're the most patronizing I've ever met.
That goes out the door for 90 minutes every day. But outside the 90 minutes of this podcast,
you are, to be fair.
And friends of mine would say that I'm the type of person, and I believe being a good Christian,
you're definitely more noble than Adrian.
Oh yeah, Jesus.
Adrian would spit on you if you're on fire.
He would literally.
Actually, no, he wouldn't, because that would help.
So I believe that being a Christian is not about, you know, believing in God and stuff like that. I just believe that it's about being a Christian person, and that is my definition of being a.
So it's being good and kind.
Yeah, being good and kind. That's
Robbie's
all
on the line there.
Robbie, how are you?
You throw me off there a bit now, Darren, because I wanted to share with you.
Oh, go on.
What you were just saying there a second ago, you're not a Christian. If you're an atheist, then you're not a Christian. I'm a fucking atheist. And I believe myself to be a good person for most of the time.
No,
but I don't ever need to. I know what you're trying to say, but you're talking bollocks.
No, I'm not. No, not at all. Why? What did I say that's wrong?
You're basically saying that, you know, you think a Christian is a good person.
Yeah.
Read the Bible. It's not a good book. It really isn't.
Oh no, it's full of hatred. It's very anti-female as well.
Why would you want to associate Christianity with being nice then?
Because my definition of being a Christian person is being a kind person.
Wrong.
Okay, then I got it wrong. Okay, so you're the expert on what being a Christian is.
Well, compared to you, yeah, apparently.
So I'm a good person. So I believe
that sometimes. I agree sometimes. With you. I think you are a good person.
So that's all I need. That's all I need to know. And if there's a heaven,
that doesn't mean you're a Christian.
But if you're an atheist, then you don't believe in heaven. So why are you saying if there's a heaven?
Because I said if there is.
Yeah, but
even
if you're asking that question, you're an atheist, then there is no heaven. Why would you even ask that question?
I don't believe I'll ever win the lotto, but I still do the lotto sometimes on the off chance. So,
no, but can we just get back on topic anyway?
Thanks for being the voice of reason today.
So why lights? Why lights? Why is it bothering people so much?
I don't know why it bothers people so much, because most of the people who are kicking off about it, like, you know, if religion wasn't taught in school, most kids wouldn't have any concept of religion. Parents are saying my child's Catholic, my child's Christian, this. Where they wouldn't even be able to name the first two books of the Bible.
No, absolutely, absolutely. They're absolutely full of it, aren't they?
You know, and it annoys me. If you know, I think I'm okay with them being called with their lights. It's more inclusive. You know, we do have other religions in this country now. I didn't see a law saying that you're no longer allowed to call them Christmas lights.
No,
I'd probably refer to them as Christmas lights.
Yeah, you can call them what you want. And again, the first caller, John, who was on saying, nobody will stop me saying Merry Christmas. Nobody is literally telling you not to say that.
I just said to you there, I'm an atheist. And I'm like, I consider myself a hardcore atheist to the point that I do not believe in God. I would make the claim that there is no God.
But even though you are an atheist, I would still class you in my definition of it as a Christian person, because you seem like a nice, kind person.
I'd actually get offended at that.
Yeah, Jeremy, is so patronising. Like, Chris, you can be an atheist and be a good person and have good values and morals. What a load of bollocks. Okay. I'd class you as a Christian because you're a good person.
Okay, Robbie, you're a horrible fucker. There you go.
Accurate at times, to be fair.
You heard John at the start, and John was saying nobody will tell me to stop saying Merry Christmas or Happy Christmas. And
I still say Merry Christmas.
Yeah, we all do. Like, I don't get that. People believe that they're being told to do things. Dave sent a message a few minutes ago saying his kid's school isn't allowed to do a nativity play.
He's told me what school it is, actually.
I think I actually have heard stories about some schools. Some schools who have done that, I think. But I mean, doing the sort of a more inclusive thing, if you do have a lot of students or a number of students who are of different faiths or of no faiths, you are effectively excluding them. If you want to do a nativity play.
I don't think nativity plays should ever be stopped from schools. And in fairness, the school that my kids are in the classes, there are every faith is in that class, and if they don't want to get involved in it, they don't. But I've seen kids of.
I don't know. So you're okay with kids being educated together?
I'm okay with what?
No.
You're okay with kids being excluded?
Oh, so you think nativity play should be banned?
No, I'm not saying it should be banned. But if a school decides not to do it and to do something that is more inclusive, I don't see a problem with that.
Oh no, I see. That's.
I could have sworn you said before your kids went to an educate together. No.
No, they don't.
I don't know why I thought that school.
No, you can't get kids into an educate together. It's impossible.
Are they in the school beside your gaff?
Yeah. We call it a house where we live. Here's Keane. Don't go away. Here's Keane. Thanks, Mark. Robbie.
Same boy.
Jeremy.
Yes, Keane.
And Shane, will you relax? Everyone is entitled to their own beliefs.
Yes.
I'm Catholic, but I don't go to church all the time either to show that I'm Catholic. I'm Catholic in my own way. I'm not going to go into it, but cop on. Shane, stop your mouth there. Just lower your voice. And Jeremy, cop on to yourself. Rui?
Thank you, Keane. In fairness to that fellow Shane, I like Shane, but he got too personal telling me that I'm a terrible father and stuff like that. Sorry, what? What? Are you okay there, Casey?
Did you see what Keith just sent us?
No. We won't mention that.
Okay.
Yeah. Thank you very much for...
Can I please share us?
No, you can't share. Seriously, after all the damage you've done...
Why is that?
Okay, well, Katie, I'll just turn off Katie's mic if she's having the fits. Anyway, thank you very much for everybody who contributed to that podcast. That was a lively, lively discussion. And again, lots of you were invited on and people were complaining about some of the callers we had on. You were all invited on. So if you didn't come on, that is your own fault. Don't give out about the callers that are on the podcast if you weren't willing to come on. As well. And even the bullshit about, oh, I was in work. If you're in work and you're able to listen to the podcast when it's live, you should be able to come on for just 5 minutes. Nobody has a job that's that important that they can't get away for 5 minutes unless you're a heart surgeon performing surgery or something like that. Anyway, I appreciate all the opinions. That's what this podcast is called. It's Paul Opinions Matter. We deal with every single opinion. And I hope you enjoy this. Don't forget you can hit subscribe on Spotify or Apple or wherever you get your podcast. Click the green bell and you'll get notified every time we upload another episode of Opinions Matter. And if there's something you want brought up on a future episode, 085-825-2626. 085-825-2626.